So when a question arrives on somebody and say, wait a minute, who did something? You are responsible for your deeds, not the other ones, right? So, individuality, no individuality when it comes to credit, and 100% individuality when it comes to responsibility. This is how it works. See, is it fair? Yes. Because this is what we want to talk about. Then, this paragraph rather said, okay, let me explain it. Even this teacher of mine, who was before me, he was looking at the same thing. He was talking about what? The other. The different one. That rain. That none of this. That's the clue. So we start with that and say, first of all, when I say the other, I imagine him. He doesn't say him, we say ha. He says, I imagine ha. And the rest of us, we borrow this adjective from him. If you are different, why are you different? Really? Do you remember the first day here? I will give you something to keep for about the value of him. I say, remember, there are only one value. You are worthy because you are unique. Don't forget that. I mean, you cannot say, this group of people should go away. Each of them is unique. How dare you to eliminate the unique stuff? Why do I say that you're unique? Because you're in a unique situation and you're you. And you're responsible for that one. It brings that and says, remember that. And remember our goal. Our goal is to see the beauty. Not understand the beauty. Because there are two different things. When you understand the beauty. Now let's say you, Peter, understand the beauty. Now what? You could become a good teacher, right? To teach what the beauty is. Am I right or wrong? Now imagine John sees the beauty. Then what happens? He's not a good teacher because he doesn't understand it really. Then what will happen? Something happens. He goes nuts. Imagine you going crazy, you see God. Going crazy because you have sinned, right? Then what do? You do crazy stuff. He becomes an artist. Okay, what is going on here? One is becoming the teacher of art, the other guy is the artist. Don't we need them both? Sure we do. Which one is more important? The artist. Because if the artists, which are a handful, are not there, what these teachers are talking about? Nonsense. The artist is the one. We're talking about art, not the knowledge of art. Knowledge of art is good. We respect the teacher, we meet the teacher, good. But being an artist. Do I make sense? Dear people, knowing about love could make you teach you. Seeing it, feeling it will make you the artist, the lover. That's the point here. And we say, no step backward. Because this is getting close to that. He starts with what? He started with a prayer and said, prayer, the prayer is good when you see the truth. And if you see the truth and you want to think about what you know about the truth, you're going backward. Next, you will make it clear that if you are the, what do you call it here? Somebody is always there.
Assistant?
Not assistant, more than that.
Disciple?
The guy who organizes your drawer, who decides about how you present yourself, what do you dress. And
valet.
Okay. If you are the valet of the king, don't become merchant of the king. because the father of the king is living today, the merchant should go out there and deal with other people to bring the benefit. Anyone who has become master of the robes of the king, it is lost for him to traffic on the king's behalf. That traffic is a tajar, means tajar, which we talked about, the merchant. Don't lose the point. It's not about knowing. It's about getting closer and becoming. If somebody could kiss the hand of the king, shame on that someone if he decides to kiss the foot. This is how it works. You see? Although, we mentioned that although putting your head at the feet of that king is very good, but it's not it. You know what? This king I'm talking is the other one, not the one. Because the one you think is the one that you smell somehow, and you're in love with the smell of that king. We are talking about the king that you should see. The visit of the king is important. He again goes about that way. That this is verse 1769, 1770, and 1771. Three verses. In all three, he's talking about that ghairat, which was the first three again, the other one. First of all, that ghairat goes to someone who will attend to the smell after seeing him. And he said, and that otherness of God compared to otherness of us is like comparing the seed and the hay. Means our differences is not that important. That difference is important. And all of this because one of the reasons of this insisting upon this is because you all have the tendency of imagining God and the truth and all that as something like you. You will personify it. Have you imagined that you personify God as a human being? Of course you don't think about his stomach. No. You don't think about his lung. Not even the kidney. What do you think about?
Yes.
Face, first of all. He should have a human face and a hand to create you. Because you cannot think different. He said, don't get entangled with this thought of yours that God is another human being, mainly man. It's not. And every otherness comes from him. Know that the root of jealousy, again jealousy, this is not jealousy, jealousy is not you. Remember that the root of the difference, otherness, comes from the God. And all the otherness of the people is the side effect of that otherness. It means otherness is the God. He created something other. He didn't create himself. He created his image, right? Which is his image, but different. That's what this is. And we need to talk about this a lot, right? Let's go back to those verses we never read yet. Those 34 beginning one. Remember the keys. In those keys, he will use some special word that we'll see here again and again and again. And that was sharh. Sharh means explanation, right? But it's more than that. Dissectomy is the word for sharh. And analysis is sort of dissectomy, because you take the problem apart little by little to compare, right? So sharh is like that. And there is something else, something which is torn apart is sharer, because it's dissected, right? Remember in the first verses, he talked about shah. When? Do you remember?
The heart torn asunder.
Yes, he said, I'm looking for the chest torn apart by the distance. Therefore, I could explain the joy and ecstasy of arriving over there. Remember? And it's the key. How was it translated? Was it translated? Okay. This is the third verse. Means 1, 2, 3. The third one. He will say, I want a bosom torn by severance. Then I may unfold the pain of love desire. Almost. He doesn't do that. Those 34 verses are not translatable. Are not even describable in Persian. The only way to dig in that, that's a melody I believe you have to finish, at least for the second time, reading the master of all the houses, then go back and listen to them. Because then they talk to you. In a very melancholic way, read. That's Shah and Shah-e-Shah-e. All these explanation, dissection. And here and then, Rumi again and again will stop and say, you know what? I will let go of this explanation or what? Because all those dissection explanation is for understanding, right? But that's not what our goal is. So we'll say, I live, this is verse 1772. I will give the explanation of this and will begin to complain. This complaint is again contradicted. Next verse is saying, oh, of course, it's not complaint really. So why am I doing it? So because he likes me to do it. That's why I'm doing it. This is a strange hints. We have these hints in this poetry. I remember there is one verse that we always in youth we have to sit down and laugh around the meaning of this simple verse. That this crazy fellow, you know the crazy fellow, famous Majnun, right? The crazy fellow would say, what if lady didn't notice me? How come that he broke my plate? The guy is a poor guy with a broken plate. He thinks everything comes from lady. And now, okay, lady did bad thing to me. He broke my plate. He broke my shoes. She noticed me. This is the attitude of a lover. Not only he's not angry for the rotten plate and the broken plate, he interpreted as being noticed by a lover. That's good enough for a lover. I mean, a lover sitting down in a room, alone, if you ask him, what do you want? You say, my beloved. You say, she has nothing to tell you now. Just swear to me. I love that. Because that's connecting, interacting, and that's the essence. He'll say, I will live this, I will go to nag. My nagging is because he likes it. And how could I not nag? Because I'm not there. Which one of you are there? Remember, nobody is there. There is there. We are going towards there. There is no there to be in. That's the Armageddon, that's the doomsday, that's the end of the game. This is game of becoming, right? And becoming what? Getting closer to beloved. Any of you remember the message? I talked about the messenger. You know what messenger is. Messenger, prophet, you know. And there is a lot of them, right? And each of them will say something.